The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
You don't always realize when something has attached itself to you. Sometimes it happens slowly, threading its way into your life one quiet moment at a time. Other times it knocks the breath out of you all at once, standing right there in the doorway of your own home, staring back at you with a face you'll never forget. Or worse, with no face at all. For her, it didn't begin with fear. It began with awareness, a sensitivity she never asked for and never welcomed. She grew up feeling like a magnet for things she couldn't explain, voices that whispered when the house was quiet, shadows that lingered a little too long, touches that raised goosebumps on her arms when no one else was in the room. And she learned early that people don't respond well to these kinds of confessions. Even the ones who love you. Maybe especially them. So she stopped talking about it, and the silence festered. And the things that followed her seemed to notice. 2 years before all this reached its peak, she moved from Pennsylvania to New Jersey. A new start, a new home, a new chapter, where maybe, just maybe, her life might feel normal for once. And for a while it did. No shadows, no touches, no voices, just quiet. Then her daughter was born, and everything shifted. She noticed it in the smallest moments at first, tiny disturbances that she could still rationalize if she tried hard enough. Waking up at night convinced someone had touched her, a cold hand on her arm, a brush across her back, sometimes the sensation of fingers tapping her shoulder. She would sit up, heart pounding, refusing to let her imagination get the best of her. She'd check the room, check the baby monitor, check the door. Nothing. Her daughter, sleeping only a few feet away, began waking with screams that seemed too deep for a child so young. Screams that didn't sound like hunger or discomfort, they sounded like terror. She would scoop her up, hold her, rock her, whisper comfort into her tiny ear. But even then, in those dark hours, she felt watched, followed, like something stood just outside the glow of the nightlight, leaning forward, listening. And another feeling began settling into her, anger, sharp, inexplicable anger, rage at nothing, frustration with everything. She fought with her boyfriend constantly over things that didn't matter, things that normally wouldn't bother her at all. It wasn't her. She knew it. And yet she couldn't stop it, like something was stirring her emotions just to watch her unravel. Then the dream started. A man standing in the pitch black of her home, his face barely visible but present enough that she knew he was looking directly at her. No movement, no sound, just a man watching her as she slept. She would wake up drenched in fear, scanning the room, waiting for her eyes to adjust. But he wasn't there. Not physically, but the dread stayed. It always stayed. Thanksgiving of 2010 should have felt warm, easy, family gathering, laughter, food, music drifting through her boyfriend's childhood home. She was sitting in the living room talking to his cousin while their daughter played on the floor. The front door was just feet away, and that's when she saw it. Out of the corner of her eye, she caught movement, someone standing up. Reflexively, she looked over, and she saw an old man with white hair, wearing something red, walk straight through the front door. Not into the door, through it. He didn't knock. He didn't open it. He didn't wait for someone to greet him. He just walked inside, crossed the entryway, and disappeared around the staircase. For a moment, she convinced herself it was her imagination, a trick of the light, a shadow. Something ordinary, her mind twisted into something else. But then her boyfriend's aunt looked at her with concern and asked, "What's wrong?" She explained, hesitant, embarrassed, what she thought she had seen. And without missing a beat, without even a hint of disbelief, both her aunt and uncle said the same name at the exact same time. Phil's father. Her boyfriend's grandfather. A man she had never met. A man who had been dead for more than a decade. And when they showed her a photo, her stomach dropped. It was him. Exactly him. From that point forward, the activity didn't just return, it escalated. Her daughter's toys lit up and played by themselves, chiming and singing in the dead of night. Items shifted from shelves. Unseen hands brushed her awake. Her daughter cried harder, longer, more frequently. The man in the dreams watched her longer, closer. And still she tried to endure it. Then came the move into her current apartment, a place she hoped would finally break the connection. She moved in the day after Christmas, carrying all her hopes right through that doorway. For the first time in months, she felt calm. She slept. She smiled. The air felt lighter. Days went by and nothing happened. But peace, she would learn, can be deceptive. Just the quiet breath pulled in before a scream. One afternoon, simple as any other, she noticed something odd. Items in the bathroom kept falling off the shelf. She brushed it off as bad placement or poor balance. Then she and her boyfriend took their daughter on a grocery run, came home, and left her sleeping peacefully in her car seat while they unpacked. And that's when they heard it, her daughter laughing, talking, babbling to someone. Except she was still asleep, soundly asleep. Her body limp, her face relaxed. It happened again when they were in the bathroom. Again when they walked past the hall. The same cheerful voice, the same giggles. Coming from a child who wasn't awake. That night the touching returned, harder, more intentional. And the anger, the heavy, irrational rage crept back under her skin like it had been waiting for her to drop her guard. She stayed quiet. She pretended not to feel it. She hoped it would stop, but it didn't. For a while, she tried to ignore it all, the falling objects, the phantom giggles, the touches in the dark. She kept telling herself she was stressed, overtired, imagining things. because admitting the alternative meant accepting that something had followed her across states, into a new home, into a new chapter of her life, something that wasn't ready to let her go. But denial only works for so long. The night her resolve cracked started like any other. Her daughter woke with a scream sharp enough to freeze the air. She lifted her from the crib, settled her against her chest, and rocked her gently until her sobs faded. When the little body finally relaxed in her arms, she eased back into bed and turned on her side to get comfortable. That's when she heard it. A woman's voice, a soft close, a voice she didn't recognize. Katie. One word. Her name. Spoken with clear intention. Her eyes flooded instantly with tears. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't a hallucination. She'd been fully awake, fully aware, holding her child. Someone or something had spoken directly to her in a voice she had never heard before. She cried quietly until exhaustion dragged her under. And after that night, the touching changed. It became more persistent, more deliberate. She woke up to hands on her shoulder, fingers gliding across her back, a cold pressure on her legs as she slept. Every time, she kept her eyes shut, refused to acknowledge it. If she pretended she didn't feel it, maybe it would lose interest. But spirits rarely lose interest in someone who can sense them, especially not someone who tries to hide it. A week or two later, she decided she couldn't tiptoe around it anymore. She was taking a shower, just her and her daughter in the apartment. Her daughter crawled into the bathroom and kept tugging the curtain open to check on her. Each time she gently asked her to stop. Then after the last warning, she heard her daughter crawl away. Perfect timing, perfect innocence, which made what happened next impossible to blame on a toddler. The shower curtain snapped open with force so quickly and aggressively that she felt the cold air hit her face. At the same time, the shelf in the shower toppled over, bottles clattering against tile. Her heart raced. She looked out. Her daughter was halfway inside her bedroom, too far away to have done any of it, too slow to have moved back and forth that quickly, too small to generate that kind of force. Her throat tightened, but she steadied herself, closed the curtain again, trying to pretend she wasn't shaking. She bent down to shave her legs, trying to rush through the rest of her routine. And that's when she felt it. Someone behind her, standing close enough to breathe down her spine. She didn't see it. She didn't need to. She felt the presence, the pressure, the intention. Then, a sharp poke in the center of her back. Deliberate, human-like, cold. She spun around, heart racing, and said the first words that rose from her gut. "You need to leave my family and me alone now." It poured out of her like a command, not a plea. And for the first time, something shifted. She told her boyfriend. She told her friends. She stopped hiding, stopped swallowing fear alone. She admitted what had been happening, and somehow speaking the truth out loud made the air feel lighter. For a few weeks, the touching slowed, not gone, but less constant, as if whatever was there had stepped back just enough to observe her reaction. But spirits don't retreat forever. Sometimes they wait. Sometimes they listen. Sometimes they change tactics. The night she felt it again, she was giving her daughter a bath, warm water, toys floating around her, soft laughter echoing off the tile. The kind of moment that should feel peaceful until she felt someone standing over her shoulder. Too close, too present, too heavy. Her daughter stopped laughing, stopped splashing, stopped breathing evenly. She lifted her head, stared past her mother's shoulder with wide eyes, and followed something invisible with just her gaze, left, right, left, like watching someone pace. Then she burst into tears. Her mother's fear hardened instantly into instinct. She called her boyfriend into the bathroom, clinging to sanity by the thinnest thread. After that, the house turned unpredictable. Objects didn't just fall, they were pushed. Doors didn't just drift closed, they slammed. The kitchen made sounds like someone pulling dishes from cabinets. And the worst part, she was being shoved at night. She'd wake to a sudden force against her back or shoulder, enough to jolt her awake, enough to make her whip her head around and yell at her boyfriend, only to find him turned the opposite direction, snoring deep in sleep. He swore it wasn't him, and she believed him. Because the anger she felt each time wasn't directed at him. It was fear. Raw, immediate fear. Not long after that, he started seeing things too. Shapes in the hallway, movement in the corner of his eye, a shadow that would dart back into the darkness right as he turned to look. She hated that he was frightened, but she was relieved she wasn't alone anymore. She didn't feel crazy. She felt validated, grounded, seen. But the worst moment, the moment that changed everything and broke whatever emotional endurance she had left, came early one morning. Their daughter was crying again. She assumed her boyfriend had already gotten up to check on her because she heard him, his voice talking to their daughter, soft, reassuring murmurs. But he wasn't in her room. He was beside her, sound asleep. When she realized that, something inside her snapped. She raced into the nursery, grabbed her daughter, and fled back to the bedroom like the walls themselves were closing in. Every protective instinct in her body fired at once. This wasn't a gentle presence. This wasn't a lost soul passing through, like this wasn't a family member visiting. This was something imitating a living person. And spirits like that rarely mean anything good. She stopped sleeping, stopped resting, stopped feeling like her home was her home, because she knew deep down, whatever was in that apartment was escalating, testing her, feeding off her fear, and she was almost out of strength. There are moments in life that brand themselves into your memory so deeply that no amount of time can soften them. Moments you can still feel in your bones years later. For her, that moment came on a night that started quietly, almost peacefully. A night where she tried once again to pretend the tapping and poking didn't bother her anymore. A night where she tried to convince herself she was stronger than whatever kept reaching for her in the dark. She lay in bed, her body stiff with exhaustion, doing her best not to react, not to move, not to acknowledge the cold pressure against her arm or the sensation of fingers brushing across her shoulder. She knew the game by now. If she showed fear, it would feed on it. If she reacted, it would escalate. So she kept her breathing steady. She stared at the wall. She waited for sleep, but sleep didn't come. Her daughter's cry cut through the darkness like a blade, sharp, urgent, full of that same panic that never seemed to let go of this family. She pushed herself up, preparing to cross the room and comfort her. But before she even got her feet on the floor, something froze her in place. Across the room, near the bedroom door, stood a child, a little boy. He had a bowl-cut hairstyle, neat and old-fashioned, like something out of a photograph from the 1980s. He wore a turquoise sweatshirt layered over a white-collared shirt. His posture was still, his arms at his sides, his small frame almost blending into the shadows. But his face wasn't there. Where features should have been, eyes, nose, mouth, there was nothing but a smooth, black void. A silhouette of a head without a single recognizable detail. Like someone had painted over his face with the darkest shade of night. She didn't blink. She didn't breathe. She didn't dare move. For nearly a minute, she stared at him, trying to process what she was looking at. A child's body filled with detail and color and life. But a face wiped clean, hollowed out, erased. It wasn't just unsettling. It felt wrong. Deeply. Instinctively wrong. And in that frozen moment, she understood something she hadn't allowed herself to admit before. This wasn't just a restless spirit. This wasn't a lost soul or a family member or something attached to an old home. This thing, whatever it was, had presence, intent, awareness. And it wanted her attention. Fear surged through her so violently she couldn't hold herself upright. She covered her face instinctively, a reflex born from pure terror, and crawled toward her boyfriend, shaking, wanting nothing more than to pretend the world behind her didn't exist. A minute later, the crying stopped, silence returned, but she didn't move again until morning. She hid under her covers, trembling, staring at nothing, every muscle locked tight with dread. She couldn't bring herself to look at the clock. She didn't want to know how many hours she had left until sunrise. By morning, she was exhausted, emotionally hollow, physically spent. And she had a truth she could no longer run from. Something was in that apartment with her, something intelligent, something bold, something she could no longer ignore, dismiss, or deny. It wasn't just touching her in her sleep. It wasn't just poking her or knocking over bottles. It wasn't just playing with her daughter's voice or creeping in the shadows. It was showing itself. It was manifesting directly, deliberately, and she was out of strength to pretend she could handle it alone. Over the next few days, the apartment felt heavier, like the air itself had thickened. She heard dishes shift in the kitchen when no one was in there. Doors closed softly by themselves, then slammed hard enough to rattle the walls. Her daughter grew clingier, more fearful, refusing to sleep unless curled up against her. Even her boyfriend started walking through the apartment with the lights on, refusing to go into the hallway alone. The worst part wasn't the activity. It was the anticipation. The quiet in-between moments when she could feel it watching her, waiting, testing boundaries she didn't set and couldn't reinforce. Then she questioned herself constantly. Why her? Why always her? Why did these things cling to her, follow her, notice her, when she wanted nothing more than to live a normal, peaceful life? She thought maybe she had imagined it all. Maybe stress had twisted shadows into figures. But deep down, she knew better. She had always known better. She could sense spirits. She always had. She didn't choose it, and she didn't want it. But the ability was there. And spirits, both the kind that seek comfort and the kind that seek chaos, recognize. People like her. And this one had recognized her long before she recognized it. She reached a breaking point, a place where fear turns into desperation, and desperation turns into resolve. She needed help, real help, not just reassurance or someone telling her it was stress or lack of sleep. She needed someone who believed her, someone who understood what spirits could do when they were left unchecked, someone who knew how to cleanse a home, cut a tie, set boundaries that something unseen would actually respect. But asking for help meant admitting everything that had happened was real. It meant speaking every terrifying detail out loud. And once you speak something out loud, you can't tuck it away again. You have to face it, confront it, fight it. And she wasn't sure she had the strength to do that alone. But she did know one thing. She couldn't live like this anymore. She couldn't keep waking to hands on her skin. She couldn't keep watching her daughter cry at things she couldn't see. She couldn't keep ignoring voices in the dark or watching faceless children materialize in her doorway. She couldn't keep pretending the apartment was safe. She needed protection and she needed peace. She needed her home back and she needed someone, anyone to help her make that happen. Because whatever was in that apartment wasn't leaving on its own. It had made that very clear. And for the first time, she understood exactly what kind of danger she was in.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.